Good Tuesday. Today is September the 24th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, last week at Farm Science Review, I had a chance to visit with a number of the leadership members of the commodity groups and state organizations. Rusty Goble currently serves as president of the Ohio Soybean Association. That's a membership organization that does policy and legislative work. We're going to talk with Rusty about the Farm Bill and other policy issues after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Visiting today with Rusty Goble. Rusty is president of the Ohio Soybean Association. Rusty, we are at Farm Science Review. A lot of things going on, a lot of folks to talk to, but depending on where you're at in the state, harvest going on as well. And you shared with me you ran a few beans earlier in the week.
Yeah, we actually started a little bit on Friday. We had an early variety. We wanted to going to plant some wheat. It's pretty dry out there. I'm not sure how quick we're going to plant the wheat, but had some was planted early. They hung in there pretty good for not having much of any rain. And we started again this week here. We probably have another 100 acres or so that's ready. Early variety, all going to wheat so we can pump our lagoon on it and haul some cattle manure.
Very good. Well, Ohio Soybean Association, the membership organization here in the state that does a lot of legislative work and policy work on behalf of Ohio soybean farmers. What are some of the hot issues you guys are really discussing right now?
Yeah, one of the things that, we're promoting the Z45, the renewable fuels. To back that up, what I'm really wanting everybody to know is we'd like to have as many members to join, soybean producers join to be a member of the association. It lets some of us go to D.C. or the State House, whichever one, and just kind of tell our story on what we're trying to do out there. The price of beans, we need to keep promoting them in any way we can. And if it's renewable fuels, crayons for your grandkids or kids, there's just so many uses that we're learning now that we're just trying to promote that with. You go into D.C. and there's just so many people are so far from removed from being on the farm. Grandpa and Grandpa might have been a farmer, but we just need to rattle chains down there in D.C. and Columbus to tell our story and what the farmers are doing.
What is the response typically when you visit with the legislators and some of their staffers?
I think we've always had really good response to them. They're always willing to listen. Regardless of the party, I've always felt since I've been there 6 years that they're really willing to listen. They know Ohio is, 8 or 9 jobs out of 10 are ag-related. And so I've always felt that they've always been really willing to listen. Whether they go through and follow through, I'm not sure, but they're at least willing to listen and hear our story.
Real good. Again, my guest today, Rusty Goble, president of the Ohio Soybean Association. Rusty, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Dusty.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now. Take a look at what that outlook might be for U.S. agricultural trade in 2025. USDA's Gary Crawford has the latest forecast.
U.S. ag export values have gone down in 2023 and 24 and are not likely to improve in 2025.
We're facing export competition and weak Chinese demand.
And some other export challenges as well. This from the Agriculture Department's chief economist, Seth Meyer. Just the other day, USDA released its first official trade forecast for the 2025 fiscal year that starts in October.
What this report indicates is a decline of $4 billion into $169.5 billion for exports, an increase of $8 billion on imports to a total of $212 billion for fiscal year 25, which means a rising trade deficit of $42.5 billion forecast for fiscal year 25, up from a revised $30.5 billion trade deficit the prior year. That's on the order of about 35% increase in the trade deficit.
Wow. So why are U.S. ag export values down so much?
A lot of this is tied to falling commodity prices and the world getting much more comfortable with where supplies of corn, beans, wheat, cotton all are relative to where we were at perhaps between 2020 and 2023.
When there were major uncertainties about the available supplies of many ag commodities, today those uncertainties are pretty much gone. Prices have come down to reflect ample supplies. Now, one other point that Seth makes is that U.S. commodities are still being bought and sold. In fact, sales and shipping volumes for many commodities are expected to rise next year.
Yes, volumes are up a little bit, but that's because in order to move product, a more abundant product, you're having to see some price declines to move some of that stuff out the door.
Seth Meyer says it's becoming harder and harder to get those products out the door. Of course, in today's ag world, most farmers depend directly or indirectly on exports for much of their incomes. And so what happens in the export market can have a major effect on farm profits.
I think we're approaching quickly this transition from good profit years to really tough margin years, and we're doing it very quickly.
So 2025 could be a belt-tightening year for farmers who depend on exports. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.